Om Shanti. So in this yoga experimentation, we'll be looking at one of the five forms that Baba gave us in the five-form drill to do 8 times a day. One of those five forms of the cycle of self-realization. And that's the Brahman form. So if you could just take a few minutes to sit down with paper and pencil and identify one sanskara in yourself that you see has changed. You've been successful in your efforts to change it. It's changed. For the better, of course. And secondly, one sanskara that is not changing, despite many efforts, it's not transforming. And take a few minutes to list the harm that that sanskara is doing in your life, as best you can understand that. But also identify the sanskara that you would like to replace that with, and what would be the benefit to your life if that alternative sanskara were active and operating. So take a few minutes to reflect on these two questions and maybe stop the recording until you're finished. If you've finished the activity, then we can move forward. Congratulations, first of all, for that sanskara which has been changed. It's not a small thing as we aim for perfection to see that it's actually happening. Sanskaras are changing. As far as the second one is concerned, you've noted a sanskara that's not changing. You've also clarified for yourself the harm that it's doing and the benefit that would be there if you could activate a different sanskara to put in its place. So what will you do now? What will you do now about that sanskara? Of course, there's a chart. Baba tells us to keep a chart. That often helps. Of course, there's some kind of creating a program for oneself, which could include Merli points that really address that particular sanskara. It could be identifying certain Srimats and creating a certain routine for increasing the application of that Srimat in my life. It could be more yoga, a specific yoga program to really melt that sanskara. There are many things that we could do, but particularly concerning those stubborn sanskaras, it seems like we actually need a very special framework to work within to be able to see them shift. And the framework that I've been working with has a few aspects to it. The first one is to be sure that I start anytime I want to address this sanskara, to make sure I remember what my original nature is. All four of these aspects, four or five of them, have to do with something the soul is so deeply forgotten. And so we need to keep reminding the self. First one is that my original nature is to be perfect. It's to be deeply wise, powerful, peaceful, happy, loving. So to remind myself of that before I even start any effort. Secondly, that any thought I have and any feeling I have is my own creation. Maybe I created it long ago and now it's just a sanskara, But nevertheless, it's a creation. I'm the creator. And as Baba always says, who's more powerful, the creator or the creation? A third thing the soul has deeply forgotten is that at every moment, at every second, I have the power of choice. I can always choose an alternative way of seeing a thing. And fourthly, something that the soul needs to be reminded of again and again is that I can change. I can change. In fact, I think that reminding the self of this could be the basis for transformation, if not, say, a very first step. It's so important, like we did in the first reflection question, to be able to look at my journey and see the changes that have already happened, to prove to myself and to convince myself that change is possible. I have changed, and there's no reason to think that I wouldn't continue to change, especially because God's express purpose for coming is to help me change. So whatever I can't accomplish, certainly He would. But one last aspect, which isn't so much something forgotten to the soul, but something maybe we forget to touch base with, is how much do I want to change? How much do I want this particular sanskara to change? Because a lot of the time, a stubborn sanskara doesn't go because on some deep, subtle level, we're holding on to it. It serves us. We're still getting something out of it. For example, if I identify that there's a very deep sanskara in me for judging, constantly judging and criticizing. It's just a sanskara of constantly criticizing. On some very deep level, that criticizing nature carried even, say, to the sister in charge of the center I attend, that could very nicely give me a reason to keep myself from bothering to come to the center formally, for example, or basically keep me in a comfort zone defined by my own ego. So, how much do I want to change? That sanskara becomes also a very important aspect in a framework for all my efforts. What would all these things be called? Efforts to change myself, themselves. Efforts to change myself in and of itself. But then also a framework like this, a framework for my efforts. What does Baba call all of this? It could be taking responsibility. It could be being a self-sovereign, a proper Raj Yogi. It could also be just cultivating my self-respect. But all of those aspects are actually included in the one concept. All of those aspects actually define the Brahman form, because the Brahman form, unlike any of the other four forms, is an effort-making form. In other words, I am in the body as a soul, real gold, but in the Brahman form, there's also full recognition of all the alloy. In the Brahman form, with that full recognition of all the alloy, I'm taking power from God to be able to melt the alloy, override the alloy, become free of it. The Brahman form is all about taking power from God and becoming liberated from all those sanskaras. So how will you do it? How will we take power from God? Of course, it'll be maybe just drawing His rays into me and directing them towards that old sanskara. Maybe it's creating an extra yoga program specifically targeting that sanskara. The Murli, there are so many different ways that we can use a point from the Murli to counteract the effect and the influence of an old sanskara. But I feel the most important thing is in practicing the Brahman form, I'm remembering where to start my effort. It has to be as a soul, in the body, but independent from the body. To make efforts in my human form is totally counterproductive. It's what I would have been doing for 2,500 years with no result. So whatever the effort, whatever the aspect of truth I'm going to confront the falseness inside me with, I must start with the simplest, most basic aspect of the truth, which is, who is it that's making the effort? It's I, the real gold soul. Here is an idea of the self-talk I've created. Whenever I come into one of those phases where I've identified a sanskar and I feel it's really time for it to finish, and I'm in danger of looking at a bit of discouragement or lack of self-confidence in the way it just doesn't seem to go away, no matter how much effort I've already given to it. So it's a bit of a meditation commentary. I begin by reminding myself who it is exactly that wants to make this effort. I come into the awareness of being a soul. I come into the awareness of my eternal form, a tiny point of light, which eternally and originally is pure gold. I remind myself that I am sitting in this body, the master of this body, but completely independent from it, completely separate and completely free. From this seat of self-respect, I emerge that troublesome sanskar. And I remind myself how much that sanskar is so not needed any longer. I'm very aware of the harm it creates me, my relationships, my honor. And I know at the very deepest level of myself that I want to change this. I invoke the presence of Baba. I envision rays of His light reaching me from above. There's so much power available to me to be able to melt that sanskara. Baba has become present in my life in such extraordinary ways for this purpose. I cannot say I do not have the power to change. I do. And also I know with absolute confidence that I can change. I've seen it in my life. Again and again, I have seen how I am changing. I really open myself to those rays of light coming from Baba. And in that light, it's very clear how good I really am. After all, just see the ideals I hold myself to, and I've been holding myself to for so long. Just see the aims I've set for my life. I want to become perfect. And my determination, my insistence, has attracted the attention of God Himself, who has selected me to become part of a very small gathering of souls who will see the whole world transformed on the basis of the efforts they're making to transform themselves. Baba has chosen me because of his faith in me. See what time I get up in the morning. See what I do with my free time. What I do in the evenings or the weekends. I've so dedicated my life to something so elevated, righteous and good. I am so good. I am pure gold, and I am free. The Raj Yogi, the Brahmin soul, who is victorious through such faith. Om. Shanti. The thing about the Brahman form is this realization that we've been given such extraordinary and powerful knowledge, Baba's Gyan, first and foremost to apply to our own selves. We need to train ourselves to talk to the self with great encouragement, great faith and confidence. We need to train ourselves to see ourselves with a vision of great faith. I mean, this is how any mother looks at her children, and that's how the children grow. In that love and appreciation and trust. It's how Baba looks at us. It's how the daddies look at us, and that's why we've been able to continue on this path. We often say the mind is like a child. So we need to learn how to talk to that child. And so this framework for whatever is the effort I'm going to take up. Let me start with this. Let me build this foundation. A way of seeing myself and a way of talking to myself, which is 100% positive and full of faith. And then finally, just to finish up, there's a very beautiful point that Baba shared a few months ago about one particular awareness, which if we hold in our intellect this awareness, all bondages will be cut like a scissors. These old sanskaras which trouble us are bondages. So how great to know that there's one particular awareness that if we hold it in our intellect, all our bondages will be cut. What is that awareness? Baba was saying, hold this in your awareness. I am good. The Father is good. Drama is good. And this awareness will act like a scissors to cut all bondages. That's really wonderful. Especially because we would have given time to proving to ourselves that the drama is good, and we would have used that truth in so many of our efforts. We also would have given time to absolutely reaffirming our recognition and our understanding that God is only good. And we've used that to help ourselves in our effort. But actually, what needs the most attention, the aspect of goodness which probably has been the most neglected, is this awareness that I am good. And the time and energy that's needed in order for me to convince myself of this and make that the foundation for whatever other effort I'm going to make. So, good luck in your efforts. But I know that after such self-talk and such kinds of meditations, when we look at that sanskara again, we have a completely new relationship to it. We do feel powerful. We do feel the master. And in very magical ways, it really does begin to melt. And we leave more and more of those stubborn sanskaras behind. Om Shanti.